independent in thought, and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America for obstruction of justice. I do not do this for political purposes, Mr. Speaker. I do this because I believe in the great ideals that this country stands for.
Man, I was like, oh my God, I love Al Green. We should totally listen to this. But there were different Al Greens. That was Al Green, Democrat from Houston, who is now rising, Mr. Speaker, like a phoenix from the ashes, to demand, not politically, again, not because it's politics, because politics has nothing to do with Donald Trump, Mike Flynn, James Comey, any of this stuff. This has to do with the fact that as an American, he feels he needs to do this. And Al Green, the Democratic representative from Houston, Mr. Speaker, wants you to help impeach the president of these here United States. So that's what's happening today in your world. Very interesting indeed. But for a lot of people out there, they're sitting around saying to themselves, where are the jobs? Where are they? Where's the health care reform? Where is it? Where is the tax reform? Where is the wall you've promised us? We are looking for those things. We understand that you guys all find this to be the most important thing in your world. We're living our world in a much different way. Us in the Midwest, us in the Rust Belt, us. We got stuff going on. And you guys are very myopic, and you're all stuck in that little bubble there, and you're not looking at the macro, you're looking at the micro. The micro to you is, this is huge, potential Watergate. Everybody wants to be the next, you know, Bernstein, Edward Bernstein. That's what everybody wants to be, right? That's what the blogger wants to be. That's what the CNN reporter wants to be. They all think that this is, but what's putting food on the tables? What is all that we're trying to do here? Because you're playing politics and we're doing life. Where are the jobs?
I'm very hopeful.
Hopeful, hopeful.
President Trump will
bring jobs back.
Bring jobs back.
Bringing jobs back home.
Create new jobs.
Focus on the country.
We don't want to fall back anymore.
Make this nation strong.
We want to go forward.
I want to see America made.
My economic agenda can be summed up with three very beautiful words. Jobs, jobs, jobs. We're bringing our jobs back.
That's what they're hoping for. Bring jobs back. Bring jobs back. Bring jobs back. They don't want the politics of it all at this point in time. They want action. They don't want any of those other things that are going on right there. Not again that they don't think it's important, because it is important. But it's the day-to-day life that they're leading, that you and I are leading, that matters. This itty-bitty viewpoint that they have looking out, thinking everybody wants to know what's going on. They want jobs. You heard what they wanted. That was just before the election. They want jobs. They want a health care fix. They want all of those things. Where are those things that you seem to start, but then stopped, and then started, then stopped, then started, then stopped? By the way, special prosecutor / counselor, I don't want to say prosecutor because he's not prosecuted, special counselor was named today. Bob Mueller is his name. He's a former FBI director. He was there before Comey. He was there from 2001 to, 2011? Did his 10 years. Then he left. Comey took over for him. He's a lawyer. He's leaving his firm, so there's no collusion or any kind of commingling of issues and whatnot. And he is going to address this, and he's going to look at it, hopefully with an unbiased eye, which I think we're going to get. And we'll see what happens. That's all that you can do at this point in time. Calling for impeachment, it's a little early in the game for that. How about you prove something that is impeachment worthy, not hearsay, not loud rhetoric, none of that stuff. Prove something that you're thinking to yourself, ooh, Okay, I get that. I could see that. Do that, then, kids, then we go from there. Do that. Then we can move forward. I think that's a very fair thing. Remember, you scream bloody murder all the time about something, people are going to stop wandering over and going, what's going on over here? Oh, it's that person. He's always doing that. I don't care. So the next time it happens, and the next time it happens, and the next time it happens, another cyber attack could be around the corner. WannaCry, which was the last cyber attack, apparently didn't net that much money. I mean, I've heard different things, like 20 grand, 26 grand, but then I've also heard it got a lot of bitcoins. I don't know how. I'm familiar with bitcoins, but I'm not quite sure how that all translates, that they count that as part of it, but it didn't do as much as they thought it was going to do, which is good. But now there's another one they said that could be even bigger, that could hit home sooner, that could come and boom, like that. And it's got all the hallmarks of North Korea written all over it. It's got there. I mean, I think most people are certain that this is North Korea's work and that they're going to be coming again. I don't know if that's true or not, but what I have read, what I have seen, that's kind of the feel. And remember, it hit a lot of businesses worldwide, 122 countries. The next one's supposed to be bigger. It's got that NSA stuff that was hacked and stolen and then sold on the black market. And even though Microsoft said it's fixed it, you never know what they've gotten by. Meaning, okay, you fixed it, but we figured out a way around your fix. And now we're ready to unleash a new one. Here's a perfect example of just how this works. There was this was in the New York Times talking about, here's a small business. A woman, right? She gets a ransom note on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, popped up on her Windows computer screen, and she discovered that all of her files had been locked. And to get the decrypted files, you're going to have to pay $500. If she didn't pay within a week, it would go up to $1,000. After that, boom, it's gone. And she had about 5,700 files on there. Pretty decent amount of files. And if you're a small business and you have that many files, what's your alternative? What's your choice? She looked around. She said, is there any other way to get rid of this besides paying it? The answer was pretty simple. No. And everybody's like, well, what do you do? She's like, I don't want to pay a bunch of criminals, but do I have any choice? What's the answer? Many times it's not. It's horrible, but it's true. And we're expecting more and more. This is why I say you've got to be diligent, because they're coming in larger waves. And when you're a country like North Korea, and I'm assuming, again, this is just an assumption. You know what they say about assumptions? It's the mother of all blank ups. You've got to be careful. But obviously, but the hallmarks, and it's got all the earmarks and the hallmarks of North Korea. And so that's what a lot of people are thinking. If you're a nation like that, they're doing it because they got nothing else. Iran is a state sponsor of terror. They're a state sponsor of criminals. They got nothing. No exports. Their imports come basically from China. They've tried to do stuff like this before and was close to pulling off a huge grab. I believe it was the Bank of Bangladesh. They got some money, but not what they were going for. They were going for $1 billion. I think they got $2 million. But it was only because somebody caught it at the last moment, another 5 minutes, and they would have got all of that. And when you have nothing coming in, your export is crime, and that's importing the money that you need. So it has that hallmark of, you know, this just isn't maybe a bunch of kids who are looking to rob you blind. This may be something bigger and more devious. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Like, say, there's Robert Mueller, Bob, I call him. You can call him what you want. Call him Bob. He's going to be taking over special counsel to move forward an investigation in Russia. Was there anything untoward? Did this president, before he was president, while he was campaigning, have any knowledge or understanding of what potentially could have happened in the meddling of the, you know, the DNC and the election in itself? Where was Flynn? What did he know? How did he know anything? Did he commit any crimes? Or was he just somebody who was very eager about his job, spoke to people too soon, and never promised anybody anything, but lied to the vice president? And in doing so, you don't do stuff like that. But now that there is a special investigator, a special counsel that is going to look at this, the Democrats are getting what you want. And I dare say the Republicans are getting it too, because I think it takes them off the hot seat and says, hey, nothing more we can say anymore. Let's let this happen. Let's let this go out there and do what it's supposed to do. And then we're going to come back to it and we'll get all the information and then we'll have a clearer picture. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. Go to the back of the plane. Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
Mueller was the FBI director when Comey was also over at the DOJ. They know each other. These are lifelong servants, and they are lawyers. They understand the legal process.
Well, how big is Mueller? Because James Comey's 6'8". Can they dunk on each other? I want to know that. That right there, FBI Special Agent Clint Watts talking about he worked under Mueller and what potentially could be going on, how they're going to approach this. Not only the firing of Comey, was it because of the Russia investigation? Was it because of the Flynn thing? Did Trump say something that was really, hey, no more investigating Flynn or the Russia stuff? You hear me? Or did he say, hey, man, we all know Mike Flynn's a good guy. Maybe made a mistake by talking to somebody, but we can agree that he's a good guy. And the quicker we can get through this thing, the better it's going to be for everybody. Is that how it went down? I don't really know. But what we do know now is there's a special investigator who's going to investigate it specially for you and I so we can make up our mind and decide, hey, is there something there, or is there no there?
You couldn't have picked a better person to take on this investigation and try and see it through.
We'll see. Again, FBI Special Agent Clint Watts there, former FBI agent, talking about Bob Mueller, who is going to be taking over to look at the Russia connection and potentially the way that the Trump campaign may or may have not played a part in that as far as the Democrats were concerned. You get on an airplane this summer, you're going to have your camera in one hand and probably some hope in the other that you're the one that apparently that the flight attendants want to kill and or beat and or make you urinate into a cup or send you to the back of the plane. Yeah, that's always that too. I can't believe this. I'm trying to figure it all out. But a lady named Raina Baldwin, she's a double A Platinum Select World Elite card holder. She got two tickets, decided to upgrade her tickets. Her friend, Janet Novak, was traveling with her. Baldwin was black, Novak was white. They said to Ms. Baldwin, hey, you have to go to the back of the plane. Wait, what? Yeah, you got to go to the back of the plane because we've given away this seat here. So you have to go to the back of the plane, and that's where you have to go. And she was shocked. She's all, first and foremost, I don't think they believe the fact that I paid for the tickets, not my friend. Secondly, she said, what did she say, Producer Phil? It was like the worst day of her life, or she never felt so unimportant.
She's never felt more unimportant in her life.
It's like, slow down, slow down. I get the anger. You know the one thing that puzzles me on this? If I'm on an airplane and Anthony bought the tickets and we're sitting in first class and they say, hey, one of you has to go to the back, I'd be like, dude, you bought the tickets. You stay here. Where was her friend? I'm just curious about that. You know, that, well, yeah, you can make a big enough stink. And by the way, United Airlines has told their crew from now on, assume that you are on camera 24/7. Disney was so ahead of this. The whole thing is, when you work at Disney, when they say when you go out the doors and then you're in, whether you are sweeping up poo after the horses in the parade, you're picking up garbage, or you're working on one of the rides, that as far as they're concerned, you are on stage. So act accordingly. And that's what all the United, their crew and everybody's being told. You are officially being filmed 24/7. I never felt so unimportant in my life. Baldwin says she tried to complain to a member of the cabin crew about her seat reassignment, was completely ignored. Meanwhile, Novak was asking the same questions, raising some concern, but receiving completely different responses. That is so weird. And remember, she's a card holder. She's like a Super 8 Platinum Double Ninja American Super card holder. Those aren't the ones supposed to get bumped. The ones who paid $1.99 to get on the airplane, those are supposed to get moved. You're supposed to get moved. Oh, I would have just, yeah, I could see why you're upset. Look, I could see why you're upset. I don't know if that's your, that you, that makes you feel like the most unimportant day and person of your in the world, but I understand that. But this entire, my prediction is this summer is going to be the summer of anger on airplanes. That's what this is going to be. It's going to be air rage galore. So get ready for it. It's going to be, man, get your cameras out, kids. And some of y'all might just get paid. It's Waffle Wednesday, the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly.
Did he say great surety or maturity on that?
I'm trying to figure out what he said, and I've listened to the clip 5 times.
All right, let's hear it again. I thought he said surety, but maybe he said maturity. Again, he likes to make words up.
No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse.
Surety.
Or more unfairly.
Surety. It sounds like he went to the dentist and he got one of those, like a shot in great surety. What? 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 I was saying dentist and got surety. Oh, okay. So, I agree with him on that. No politician has been hammered as much, has been chastised as much, has been second-guessed as much, has been also as cantankerous and as argumentative, you know, towards the press. They've each given as good as they've gotten. But the difference is, I think, you know what, I think he'd be somebody that if you wrote an article that was real and was honest, I think he'd point out and say, you know, that was a fair article. Or what you said about me was fair. Where I think there's a lot of people in the media that want nothing to do with him. And even if he did something great today, they will never praise him. They will never give him an opportunity to ever show any kind of victory or success, not on their watch. Not on their watch. And if something goes down and it's bad, it is definitely his fault, even if he had nothing to do with it. Even if he did nothing, it's still going to be his fault. Special prosecutor slash counselor Chuck Schumer calls it a prosecution. He's not prosecuting anything, right? Prosecution means that I believe you've done something wrong. So I'm here to prosecute you on that. I think it's fair to say that this guy is an independent counselor, special counselor. That the second in charge, next to Jeff Sessions, the man who's in charge of the FBI, Rod Rosenstein, who wanted somebody to come in after Comey was fired to take a look at this. So, and if I'm a Republican, if I am anybody in the administration, I want somebody to come in. I want to give them enough rope that they can hang themselves, for lack of a better term, because I don't think we're allowed to say that anymore, because everybody's like, oh, that's really harsh. But it's what you want to do. Give them all of that, because once, if you're the, and by the way, he just tweeted a while ago, and the statement was, there's no collusion to the Russians and I, essentially. And it's got to be frustrating, because let's just say, for the sake of argument, and I have been, again, a defender when it comes to this subject, and maybe I'm proven wrong. I understand his frustration, right? If you're Trump. Because you're being told that your victory was based solely on what the Russians did, not the fact that your messaging was better. That's all you're getting any of this, right? Like, that's what you're basing everything on now is, oh, it's only the Russians helped me win. Otherwise, I wouldn't be president because my message wasn't better. No, no, no. It's just because of the Russians. That's it. That's it. Right? It's like if you're a Houston Rocket and you won those two championships in between the six Bulls championships, your championships, everybody's like, well, you didn't beat Jordan. You know? So it doesn't really count. Like, you're not really the president. You're only the president because of the Russians. And I think it's a bunch of crap. I do. I think there's some frustration there. I think what you're hearing a lot of is frustration. Because I don't think there's any there. I don't think he colluded. Now, I'm not saying somebody in the campaign didn't do something. But I'm just saying I don't think he had anything to do with it. And I think he feels every time he turns around, somebody's trying to delegitimize his presidency. Like, you're not a legitimate president. It's only because of this. I get it. I'd be pissed, too. You know what else I'd be pissed at? If I was this mom or dad of this young child, a young child that is 7 years old, a young child who's got some emotional issues and's got ADHD, a young child who, again, in Dallas, is having issues, banging his head against the wall, causing a disturbance. Again, he's on the spectrum. Emotional, ADHD, you know, maybe Asperger's, maybe autism, but definitely has the special needs. When lo and behold, this there happens.
Picture shows a 7-year-old special needs boy in handcuffs, surrounded by DISD police at a mental health facility in DeSoto, where he's been since Tuesday.
My son is a special needs child. And he requires those special needs.
His mother, April Oben, says her son has ADHD and a mood disorder and disrupts class at Gabe P. Allen Elementary several times a week, where he has trained counselors to help him cope.
And just like every other day, I was called to go and pick him up that morning on a Tuesday morning.
Okay,
when
so
I got there, where's my baby?
Where is he? Where's my kid? So where's my kid? Where's my kid? Wait, wait, what? Wait, what? Now, so think about this. You got a 7-year-old. My youngster, Mr. Jack, the Bean, he will be 7, about 2.5 weeks. Very excited. I get a call that he's been disruptive. You need to come down. Okay. Now, 7 years old. He's a tall 7, but he's still 7, right? I go down there, cannot find said child, do not know where said child is. Said child was disruptive. Okay, disruptive. Kids, that's bad. That's not good. My child's been what? Excuse me?
Mom says her son had an episode that turned violent, banging his head against the wall. Her attorney says the school was having standardized testing and his counselor wasn't available, so they called in Mom.
Before she could get to the school, the DISD police department was called and handcuffed the child and took the child away.
Okay, now, In fairness to the school, there's lots of testing going on. Those kids have a right to learn and do the things in peace. Child is being disruptive. But as an adult, there's a better way to deal with a 7-year-old who's got emotional problems. Daddy, Dada, Papa Bear would have went, I don't think apoplectic would have been the word. I believe blind air rage, like you see on the airplanes. That's what would have been. It would have been insanity. How is it that you need handcuffs to stop a 7-year-old? Producer Anthony used to work with people who were special needs, adults who had problems that at times could become violent. He took them down. He went MMA on them. Those were big people. This is a 7-year-old. Was there not an administrator, a man or a woman, inside of the office where there are plenty of people copying stuff and standing around waiting for their break that could not have said, hey, you know what? Little so-and-so over here is having issues, banging his head. We can't get all those counselors. Mom's not here. Why don't see if you can calm them down, take him outside, let him run around on the playground or away from everybody so they can finish their test. And when his mom gets here, she can handle it. Seems to be that would be a way to handle it. I have a little brother who's special needs, similar to this. I know he can get crazy, if you will, go into a berserk-like mode, but I can handle him. I'm putting it out there. I would have lost it by now. But if I didn't lose it by all of this, wait till you hear what they're claiming happened. Oh, it would have, yeah. Daddy, maybe I got to leave. I have to go get my gun.
Her attorney then made serious accusations about excessive force, showing me these pictures that he says shows bruising from being hit with a baton on the legs. He claims these marks on the boy's back came from a taser.
He did vividly describe being shocked and his body convulsing, and he was very clear about that.
Whoa. Now, the handcuffs, you hit a kid with a baton, allegedly. The handcuffs we see, there's pictures. But if you taser my kid and hit him with a baton, we're going to have a problem. Because eventually, after I fight through your tasers, and I will, it's going to be on. Oh, and if you're a parent, right? You think about how would you feel if you went through a situation like this? And all too often than not, too. Too many times our administrators are talking to your kids in serious situations when there's not an adult around. Now you've got police who are engaging kids who have special needs. And it wasn't like this kid who was 7 years old who had special needs. It wasn't like they didn't know who he was. They were well aware that he had problems and they still handled it this way. And I understand the need for the kids to get stuff done. But if you handle it in 2 or 3 minutes in a very somewhat, it's going to be loud. It may be, you know, uncomfortable at first, but you remove him in a way that does not involve the police. Then what? Not the first time we've had an issue like this. We had one in Florida a couple months ago where, sure enough, you know, similar thing. Mom gets there. He's like, why am I getting cuffed? He doesn't understand that. That's going to scar his ass for life. And again, there's special needs. Special needs. I coach special needs soccer. I have the most fun. And I coach, and by the way, when they play special needs soccer in AYSO, they're all the way down from like 6 years old all the way up to 35 or 40. You can play as old as you want. I coach special needs soccer. Sometimes some of them are hard to handle. There is one kid in particular who I've seen over the years who his parents have told me on numerous occasions, and by the way, his dad goes at least 6'4", 350, if not more. Big dude, huge dude. His son is near there now, and he's told me, I am at the point where I can't handle him anymore. I get it. But that kid's 6'5", in his mid-teens. This is a 7-year-old. You couldn't have handled it better? Oh, good God. I, I don't know about you, but I would have gone just, I would have went, I it would have been a fury of just ninja moves and stuff that I wouldn't even remember what happened. Like what happened? It's a tornado of destruction. Papa Bear. That's what it was. Hey, your car, you love it. You do. You love it. Like me, I love Betsy. We have a relationship. It's a bond. She takes care of me. I take care of her. I took care of her in a way she didn't really, really, really understand. Yeah. I got her extended coverage from CarShield. She understands now. Say your engine goes out. What happens? You got to pay for that. You got to make sure you get there. They tell you, hey, your engine's blown. Oh, do I have a warranty? No manufacturer warranty, nothing. Oh, geez. What do you do? You got to pay it, right? Or go get a new car. Another payment. I just got rid of the payment. I know, right? You see, with CarShield, they take away the worry, the headache. With CarShield, they give you VIP, round-the-clock love. 24/7 roadside assistance. But wait, there's more. No, yes, there is. They make sure that your car is taken care of because you get to pick the mechanic that you take it to. They're going to pay that mechanic directly. So you don't have to worry about waiting for the check in the mail. And they're going to make sure you have a car while you're out of your car, if you will, by getting you a rental car. Extended coverage from CarShield is the best way to protect the car you love. Save yourself on high repair bills. CarShield's administrators paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson. Or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. Wrap up Waffle Wednesday. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested. Mother approved.
This is, a positive thing for the American people that you've got a former director of the FBI and a highly respected lawyer who can work for the acting attorney general.
That is Richard Burr of North Carolina, not to be confused with Aaron Burr. Is he Ironside? Is that what Aaron Burr was? Raymond Burr.
That's Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr. What did I say, Aaron Burr?
You said Aaron Burr. My God. Oh, I've got to send this to a friend of mine.
Oh, we got a Burr sighting. You're a Burr in my spur. Yeah, Raymond Burr. Was he Ironside, right?
He was.
Yeah, I watched one of those. Oh, and Perry Mason. That's right. A little before my time, but thanks to MeTV. Although I do remember Godzilla. That's how I remember him. And if it wasn't for MeTV, I wouldn't know about that. So, but yes, Godzilla. Love Godzilla. God, that's great. Special prosecutor slash investigator slash counsel slash whatever you want to call it. Bob Mueller is his name. He's going to take over the investigation of was there collusion or not collusion in the Russia Trump campaign towards Hillary Clinton and the Dems. So that's going to be interesting. That'll break down over the next couple months. We'll see what happens. But again, people are still clamoring. Where's the jobs? Where's the tax reform? Where's health care? Where's the wall? They're asking the questions, and they're waiting for the answers. It's not just all about Trump. You guys have jobs to do there, too. You guys can't all be in front of the camera 24/7 not doing your job. You have to do your job. So get to it. I think that's very fair. Absolutely. That's all we're going to say on that. Not going to say it anymore. I've already mentioned Doris Day today. Should something happen to her, you know, it was me that brought, we're sorry. We're pre-apologizing for any untoward thing that may happen to Doris Day. And I invoked Raymond Burr and Aaron Burr in the wrong place. Sometimes in life, when you talk for a living, you make mistakes. You do. You guys had no idea earlier I had the hiccups, but I got through the segment without hiccuping. That's how I roll. As Anthony over there. Hey, apparently, there is no such thing as healthy obese, according to yet another study, that people who are obese still get heart disease at a higher rate than people who are normies or normal rates. I sit there and laugh because, as I tell you, those things are a waste. except for the beard thing. That's only because I have a beard. But if you didn't hear earlier, guys with beards, women like and prefer them, more masculine. But the healthy obese thing, it's all of these studies are all based on, we took a bunch of people. Individually, you may find somebody who's 150 pounds and they're the right BMI, yet they're unhealthy. And you may find somebody who's 30 pounds overweight and their body is totally fine and they're completely healthy. It's about the individual, not about a group. But the beard thing's real. That's real. Guys with beards are cooler. But not those goofy beards that the hipsters made popular. Those you know who you are. Not a trimmed up pretty beard. No, just a nice groomed beard. I don't need to go to an apothecary or somewhere to have a mustache place to have it done. Solid fun Waffle Wednesday. Follow us across all mediums at Chad Benson Show. For Anthony, for Phil, my name is Chad Benson. As always, as we get you over the hump, I bid you adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.